So the lack of access road, coupled with the already harsh economic conditions in the area, has led to the youth vacating their classrooms and migrating to the cities in search of non-existing jobs. They end up tasking menial jobs that can threaten their very lives under the vigorous of the weather, including malaria and cholera infections. Finally, the area has been tagged overseas, perhaps because of its inaccessibility. There are many rivers and streams to cross over. As a result, some public servants often refuse postings to the place. Also, pro-poor services such as healthcare often do not reach the people, especially pregnant women and children, timely enough, thus leading to maternal death and other preventable deaths from snake bites and malaria. I appeal to the communities to be moved by the Nablo communal spirit and come out in their numbers to support when work commence. I am told you will readily provide communal labor for the project. I also call on our developmental partners, benevolent organizations, companies, and public-spirited individuals to support this worthy cause with the needed resources. In conclusion, the document before us, which we saw at the river today, which the technocrat took us through, is the prototype drift bridge and the estimate of materials required for the construction of the drift bridge. The technical people are here to guide through. Let us carefully look at it. In view of the fact that the bridge will be communal labor, I want to conclude by advising that we should start mobilizing ourselves to site for early execution of the project before the rains set in.
We know that even the distance between Wa and Bolga, it is shorter passing through Nablu. Like it was said by the chairman, many other important people, including the Welmbele Kuro, tried as much as they could to get a bridge across this river, but they could not do it. But knowing the people of Nablu, the selfless nature of the people and the hard-working nature of the people, I know that this initiative that has been taken up by them will come to fruition. And I believe with our support as DCEs, coordinating directors, and people surrounding this place, I think that we can achieve that end. All of us should be working day and night to make this bridge, the construction of this bridge, a reality. Whereas we will look for temporary solutions to construction of that drift bridge across the road, we shall also be looking for permanent solutions to the construction of that road all the way from Welmbele across to Sandima. I do know that moving across that road, there are signs to indicate that the government is working hard to try to get that road and the bridges all constructed. It is only a question of time. And so I wish to say that let us be united in our efforts to get this bridge built. And I believe that our assemblies, given the intensive support and leadership, we shall get it through. Let us make our indoor efforts known when it comes to contributing. And if you have a test for that, you have to contribute to make this project a success. Please do. I also wish to say that the people of Nablo must come out and show a lead role in terms of communal labor and whatever they have to contribute. And the rest of us shall do that by contributing to support the project.